Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. On this week's episode, we head to the most visited site in Mombasa, Fort Jesus. Set by the shores of the Indian Ocean, this UNESCO heritage site has a complicated relationship with the city, acting as both a tourism draw as well as a symbol of foreign invasion, struggle and resistance for the Swahili people of Kenya. To tell us more, here's Samson Mbogo.
The cool breeze of the Indian Ocean hits you soothingly as you board MV Likoni, the ferry that connects mainland Kenya to Mombasa Island. On arrival, it's impossible not to be drawn to the prismatic colors of the spices and the mishmash of smells from the open markets that make up this part of the city. Once you get a chance to explore more, everyone from the waitresses serving up biryani rice to the taxi drivers are bound to point you towards one of the island's top attractions, Fort Jesus. The fort dates back to the late 16th century, a time when business was booming in Mombasa City. The Indian Ocean had opened lucrative trading routes to the East African coast, attracting trade merchants from across the globe. And legend has it that business was so good, every newborn was gifted an entire box of gold bars to start their journey in life. However, this booming business required protection, and so Fort Jesus was born. Fort Jesus is situated over a coral ridge at the entrance of the city's harbour. This strategic location on the west side of the city was to ensure that Portuguese, who were in control of Mombasa at the time, could see any ship as it approached. The Portuguese did not remain in possession of the fort for long though, and between 1631 and 1895, it changed hands 9 times. The design of the structure is particularly unique, taking the shape of a human when viewed from above. It presents an interesting mix of Portuguese military architecture combined with inspiration from the Italian Renaissance. Despite this European design influence, the structure was made with building material and labor from the indigenous inhabitants of Mombasa, the Swahili people. Sadly, notwithstanding their contribution to building it, the fort ended up being a place of great pain and humiliation for the local people. By the end of the 20th century, when Mombasa was under British rule, Fort Jesus became a part of the East African slave trade. Although the thousands of cannons mounted around the fort may have fallen silent, the stories of the horrors and punishment meted on Africans inside these walls remain chilling. Tucked in the basement of the structure are dark, tiny rooms. It was here that numerous Africans were enslaved during this period, and in many cases, it was the last place they would see on their home continent before being cruelly forced onto boats elsewhere. The torture, the pain, and the suffering that people underwent within these walls have not been forgotten. To the Swahili people, the fort serves as a poignant reminder of what their ancestors experienced at the hands of foreign powers. Despite this dark period of its past, the fort remains a vital part of the city today. In 2011, it became a UNESCO World Heritage Site and was marked as one of the world's most brilliant structures from the 16th century. It now boasts the title of being the most visited tourist site in Kenya, bolstering the economy by attracting tourists from all over the world to see its unique design and to learn about its rich but dark history.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Today's episode was written by Samson Mbogo and produced and edited by David Stevens. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.